Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, Patriots, and welcome back, everyone, once again, to another episode of Occam's Razor. Hope you guys are having a lovely day. Lots of interesting news hitting the airwaves today. It's almost incredible sometimes. Do me a favor, don't forget to like and share the broadcast, guys. Help us by putting it out there on your favorite social media platforms. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of different stuff. Jerome Brown, FBI exposing itself. This is a straight-up ass-out-at-the-drive-thru moment, okay? Caught with their pants down. My only hope is that the judge that's presiding over this case is not some liberal dipshit who just wants to make sure Jerome Brown gets his because he refused to work with the FBI and roll over on Patriots. Got some updates on yesterday's stories. South America is lit right now. Argentina coming into the mix. Looks like Brittany Griner is coming home. Thank God. Brittany, so she can play in the WNBA again. Never mind the Marine that's been held since 2018. Do me a favor, sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn because we're going to be right back after this. Welcome back to the program, everyone. I just realized on screen there, it actually said that it was a 2-ounce solid silver coin. It's actually definitely a 3-ounce. Some of them are antiqued. Some of them are shiny like this. But either way, you can get that for free for picking that up. Thank you very much to Noble Gold for supporting the show. And welcome my co-host on this and every Thursday, Mr. Abe Keelan, Uncensored Abe himself. I'm not hearing anything from you, buddy.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. And I found the mute button, so I got that going for me. It's great to see you guys out there today. A great crowd working your way in here everywhere, all over the place. The foxhole is lit as usual. And your audience over there on Rumble is the most active chat audience on Rumble, I think, that's out there. The vast majority of Rumble audiences just kind of lurk. But your audience over there on Rumble is over there saying hello to each other. Much love to everybody. Hello to everybody. It's great to see you guys out there today. And everyone over there at the foxhole.apps, that's pill.net. If you're not over there and haven't checked it out yet, you guys are missing out on something special over here at the foxhole.app. Much love, everyone. It's great to see you guys working in here. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Yes. And as I was saying in the introduction, the news is just pouring in all over the place. You know, the story about Jerome Brown, it's immediately one of those things that just grabs you by the short and curlies. You're like, what the like, really? FBI, are you kidding me? Like, this is how you're doing things. But, you know, at the same time, it's really not all that surprising. Of course, this is how they're doing things. There is a war on right now against you because you engage in wrongthink. They want to take you out because you are a threat to the establishment. Your conservative ideals, your desire for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, your desire to live your life unencumbered from the tyranny of government, to have the ability to make a living, to have the ability to raise a family, all of these things are a threat to this global one world order that they are trying to impose upon us. And what is one of the most important rights that we have? I mean, it's our First Amendment, Abe. It is the right to free speech. That's why they've gone after us so heavily on social media. That's why the mainstream media has attacked us for talking about subjects that they don't want us to discuss. And that's why they're going after people like Jeremy Brown. What did Jeremy Brown do, Abe? He used his First Amendment rights to tell on the FBI and let everybody know that he wasn't going to become a stooge. Now, we've had this conversation before. There are good men and women who work at the FBI, but there are bad men and women who work at the FBI. And as such, there are good investigations and there are bad investigations. I want the FBI investigating criminal activity, the crimes of the elites, the crimes of the organized criminals that have essentially destroyed our nation. I don't want the FBI investigating patriots because they refuse to turn on other patriots. And that's the only thing Jeremy Brown did. And then he told people about it. That was his mistake.
Anyone's mistake of cooperating in any kind of way with the Stasi of America should know better at this point. I've had the opportunity, some of you may know, some of you may not know, working security for some of these events to interact with, become very close friends with, and understand the mind and the psyche of special operators of America, the greatest that America has to offer, and the people who have spent the vast majority of their lives making relationships in places like Afghanistan and Africa and talking to warlords and people that are much more scarier than your local freaking clown suit walking up to your door. So the mentality of these gentlemen, first of all, you have to understand the mindset of somebody who has done some things that make them their perspective on life be much different. But the sinister side of this is what has been eating away at me at this for a long time. And the sinister side of this is this isn't about necessarily just the FBI good and bad or the DOJ's weaponization therein. This was, mark my words, a effort and a purposeful effort by the people in our government who basically planned to have, the Constitution of America be gone forever by the next roughly 10 years, five, 10 years or so. So somebody in our government intel agencies made the conscious decision to find the best, the greatest, and the free thinkers of America that would eventually be a threat to their power.
That's exactly it.
They found them, approached them, tried to turn them, and then if that didn't work, used them using COINTELPRO and other things to put them in a situation where they're in under government surveillance and the ability to further control if they need to. I would love for the January 6th committee to actually dig into a little deeper of the privacy concerns and the targeting of America's top and greatest that have given so much for our country.
Well, on that note, I mean, we have a real opportunity for that to happen in the coming year, in the next session of Congress. It remains to be seen whether or not it's going to be done, but I think you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. Who would be the next generation of American leaders? Who would be the most likely to step up? Well, that's going to be our veterans. That's going to be our special operators. That's going to be people who held positions of leadership and who understand a command structure and the way that you organize and the way that you lead people to something better. You know, America has been perverted. And I see CanCon out there in the chat. He said tomorrow is going to be even more lit once Jeremy Brown testifies. Absolutely. So they have charged him with committing two misdemeanors in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Jeremy Brown was not in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. But as a predicate to get into his home, they had to charge him with something. They raided his home and they found a couple of things that they're claiming belonged to Jeremy Brown. First of all, a short-barreled rifle that apparently wasn't registered with the NFA. Unfortunately, that is like a 10-year felony right there. And then also a sawed-off shotgun. I don't know what the penalty for that is. Now, I guess Jeremy Brown is not denying his own ownership of those things, but they also did find two M67 fragmentation grenades and a compact disc containing classified secret documents from 2004 and 2005 that apparently involved Jeremy Brown's role in the Bo Bergdahl recovery mission. Now, the big news to come out of the revelation of these grenades is Jeremy Brown's lawyer claiming that the FBI actually planted this evidence. Because when you look at the forensics on these grenades, there were, fibers, there were fingerprints, there was dog hair. Well, guess what? The fingerprints don't belong to Jeremy Brown. The dog hair doesn't belong to Jeremy Brown. And the carpet fibers don't belong to Jeremy Brown. So somebody had their hands on those grenades, and it certainly wasn't Jeremy Brown. Now, the question is this compact disc with classified information on it, was that planted by the FBI as well? I mean, that would certainly give the FBI, everything they need. Oh, well, we went into his house and we found all this classified intel. It's just like what they did to Trump. We found these grenades that he wasn't supposed to have. You know, I highly doubt that Jeremy Brown would have this stuff just laying around his house, especially knowing that the FBI had been attempting to turn him into some type of an informant. I bet you that he knew as soon as he put this information out there, releasing the video, releasing the story, that he was going to be on the FBI's radar. And they were going to go from attempting to use him to attempting to entrap him in some way.
Well, that's exactly what it's all about. It's all about entrapment, and it's all about, spinning narratives. They're not interested in actually trying to seek truth in any of this stuff. This is all about a narrative and a weaponization of January 6th to try to turn it into a political hit. I mean, that's how sinister these people are. If you really think about how bad it is, they really don't care about the lives of Jeremy Brown or anybody else that's been in DC gulag for two freaking years now and no one wants to talk about. They don't give a shit about you. All they care about is being able to turn this into a terrorist, violent, extremist thing. And they don't need truth. They don't need evidence. They don't need a damn thing. They can literally use the Robert Mueller tactic. By the way, for those of you who didn't actually do the dig on Robert Mueller, this is a Robert Mueller tactic, pit bull tactic.
Yeah.
Of you just decide somebody you're going to destroy and you destroy them. And it doesn't matter what the truth isn't there in between.
Okay, so CanCon corrected me in the chat. He was in D.C., he just didn't go to the Capitol. Okay, so that was the distinction, and I apologize for leading anybody astray. But
more about the guns. The story about the guns is very tragic, and I'll let CanCon lead the chat from there. But let's just let Jeremy tell the story himself, because the more that you understand the mentality and the mindset behind the clowns that went after him, mm-hmm. the more you understand that, again, this isn't really about any kind of truth at all. This is purely to continue to try to silence people, to make sure that anybody who dares to try to stand the fuck up and say, you know what, I'm not going to watch while you clowns in D.C. allow Antifa to destroy, burn, and harm and maim people and do not a damn thing about it while waiting for somebody to actually stand up and say, you know what, I'm not going to stand here and let you guys just do this. No, ain't happening. So this is all about. It is always and all about anybody who dares to speak the truth, anybody who dares stand up for the rights of others, and anybody who dares stand against a government Stasi DOJ that has been weaponized for not just a few years. This has been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is nothing new. This has been the playbook of the FBI and the federal government for a very long time. You know, if they decide they want to go after you, then they're going to go after you. And, this is obviously very, very different from the type of government, from the type of representation that we were meant to have in this nation. You know, you can go back decades and you can watch this slow creep of totalitarianism, of authoritarianism coming into the United States government, their decision that they want to subjugate and rule over the people of the United States of America, not serve them, work at their behest as they're supposed to. So I'm interested to see what's going to be happening with this evidence in the Jeremy Brown case. And thank you very much, CanCon, for letting us know that he's going to be testifying tomorrow.
I'm glad to hear that as well. Yeah. If I'm sure Can will make sure he gets I've been trying to pay attention to everybody who's getting the word out there on that. And Melissa's been doing some work behind the scenes, and you know, the families that have kind of come together too. This isn't just, you know, about just Jeremy Brown, and he'll tell you that first and foremost. This isn't about him. This is about the bigger picture of what's happening here. And what he's doing is he's making a very educated, legal, strong stance and putting his life and his family's life at risk for something that's much bigger than just him. That story should be told and will be told.
Mm-hmm. So CanCon just pointed to the information about the CD. So they're saying it was found in his RV in September of 2021. The only picture of the CD proving supposedly that it was from his RV was a tiny peek at a corner of the blue case, which was sticking out from underneath a pile of other papers. Total area of the corner that you can see may be the width of a half of a credit card. So you can't in any way identify that the CD they're claiming was in his RV is actually the CD that was there at the time. And conveniently, the FBI turned off the security cameras at Jeremy Brown's house. So you can't verify.
This is illegal search and seizure. This is targeting. This has nothing to do with what was actually any kind of criminality whatsoever, any involvement in any freaking insurrection narrative whatsoever. This is all a judge, any judge that has any kind of legal standing would throw this stuff out before it even got to this far. So that tells you this is about a persecution. This is about something much more behind the scenes than I think either side of the truth is going to come out. I'm just going to say it there. I have a lot of love and respect for Jeremy. I had him on my show. I talked to him directly right after he had his announcement, and I understood exactly where he was going with this, right? So, but just remember that in D.C., where's this trial being held? Is the trial in Florida?
I believe it's in Florida. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, I thought I might have that wrong. So, but the. CanCon, correct me if I'm wrong, but the judge in this case also, I don't know, man. And the lawyers, the representation he's been getting, you know, he's doing the best with his best knowledge and ability to do the research himself. Thank God that he has a brain in his head. But, you know, again, the truth doesn't matter and stuff like this.
So, you know, one final word on that CD. So the FBI staff operations specialist who was in charge of cataloging all this evidence, she testified she doesn't remember the CD being in there at all. She also had to go through all of the pictures on that day. And according to her, it was not on the list. Okay, so that means it's very possible that CD was slid into evidence at some point. So if you don't have that chain of custody down, honestly, that should not be used against him, and his lawyers should be able to disqualify that. But again, we're dealing with a corrupt and lawless government. Yeah, the truth doesn't matter.
You know, but the stand he's making, again, the story that CanCon will tell, and God bless you for being down there, my friend. I know you've been doing great work over there with Badlands and all your platform.
It's in Tampa.
Yeah, he's been doing great work. So if you guys don't follow CanCon and the work that he's been doing, top-notch patriot, somebody you should be listening to and watching. And so he's down there at the trial, so he'll give us an update tomorrow. Keep an eye on his social media. CanCon, CanCon, I think is where you can find him on most platforms. So it's good to see you out there, man.
I want to kind of jump from what I consider to be an orchestrated and, it's not an honest event, okay? What happened with Jeremy? This is something that they put together because they wanted to take him down. The exact same thing, in my opinion, happened in Germany. I talked about this a little bit yesterday on RPN, and we didn't have a lot of evidence at the time. But the way the press was reporting on it, that this was a far-right plot of QAnon adherents and conspiracy theorists that were plotting to take over the German government and install Prince Henry the 13th of Rus. This guy is like a minor aristocrat. There were some people from the AfD party that were caught up in it, 25 people or 24 people all over the country. But listen to this. There were 52 people that were raided, 137 properties belonging to 52 people, 3,000 cops across the country of Germany that were actively involved in this raid. 25 suspects were arrested. They were accused of forming this terrorist organization. And there was not much to this plot. Apparently, there was like one gun that was confiscated. There were blank guns. OK, so like starter pistols, I guess, prepper supplies. Oh, my God. These guys were ready in case some shit went down. And also they had a bunch of cash on them. That's not all that weird. OK, I got cash here. You know, I think anybody who's smart is going to keep some cash at their house. But they are supposedly part of this group called the Reichsbürger, which is like they want to return the country of Germany to the Second Reich, which was before, Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. But the fact that they were trying to connect this with Q and the fact that they were trying to connect it with right wing conspiracy theorists and, you know, what are they doing right now in America? Like right wing extremism is like the hot choice button word. This seems like this is another smear job. And then this morning I found out that the reporters that were there to cover the arrests, they were given the go and the information 2 weeks ago. So they've been ready with names and addresses of who was going to be raided and at what time so that they could be there for maximum effect to get pictures and videos and to smear these people. I think this is not only a hit job on the idea of, you know, what they're talking about, you know, people who follow Q, people who believe in conspiracies, people who are part of the right wing of the political scene. They want to get rid of the AfD altogether. They want to completely erase any threat to power that they might have. You know, what did they do on January 6th? They destroyed any popular support that President Trump had to look into the election. Now in Germany, they are openly trying to destroy any popular support the right might have, any conservative movement might have. And they're trying to do the same thing here in America. They want to lambaste these people. They want to smear their names in public and they want to connect them with things that, you know, perhaps they're not even necessarily connected with.
Oh, they're doing it. Mm-hmm. EC was here on fire. The criminalization of political dissent. Your chats again, as always, right on top of it. And so this is an example of how this is going to play itself out going into the future. So, and this is, you know, they don't need truth on their side. What they need is they need any political dissent and the threat to their power to go away. And they're going to do it however the hell they have to. They're going to continue to target and destroy anyone like that. And they're going to use false narratives however they can. And it's the best part about it is the vast majority of the public is now going, well, there you go. Someone else labeled as a QAnon crazy domestic terrorist. And so the vast majority of the public is seeing through that, mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter either because the governments around the world are continuing to use it as a weaponization tactic and as a silencing tactic. So I think you're going to probably see this get worse, to be completely honest. And when you see the Washington Post say, well, they believed in conspiracy theories, so therefore they are QAnon. That here's your sign. If you're out there trying to figure out some discernment, here's your sign when you know they're spinning crap and trying to create a narrative.
Absolutely. So I have an update also about the situation in Peru. I also talked about this yesterday. So this is a wild story. The Marxist president of Peru, he only came into power, like I guess, like a little over a year ago. And in that time, he's had a difficult time putting together a government. Congress in Peru has attempted to impeach him twice. He has survived those two impeachments. Yesterday was supposed to be a third impeachment vote. It sounds like he knew that they were about to take him out of the position of the president And so he attempted to dissolve Congress. He went on national TV, told everybody Congress is done. He's instituting an emergency government. New elections will be held in 9 months. This is, you know, right out of the communist playbook. He doesn't want to give up power. And I'm sure that he didn't intend to do it in 9 months either. But so then Congress scrambled and they were like, you know, screw this. You know, we're impeaching you. So they impeached him. And it looks like he's actually been arrested now. And he is being held, and they're going to be forced to hold a new election to get a new president in there. My only hope is that the people of Peru do not elect another Marxist leader after seeing throughout this past year or so how bad of an idea it was to allow them to take power. This was, I hope, a major wake-up call for countries all across the world that this type of leadership is the last thing you want to come into power.
Well, the unfortunate truth about what's happening down there is China and Russia have been running influence operations in South America for decades.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so there's part of this angle here, and I've done a little bit of digging on this, but you can't find really good information on people in South America, you know, not from a perspective here where you can get any kind of really good perspective on it, but what I see is elections all around the world and people winning or losing elections all around the world. And then the people going, what the hell? And then candidates going, what the hell? And then all hell breaking loose because I think the realization that we don't have any form of democracy anywhere around the world. Not just we don't have it here in America. The vast majority of the world is waking up to the fact that America's election was completely rigged right in front of their eyes as well. So they're looking at their own governments and going, you know, right? They're having that own awakening. So what I see is the higher picture of all of this. The details of it all, you know, I'm not convinced that there's that this isn't a globalist coup. And the narrative's being spun to make it look like this or that. But this, to me, what I see happening in Brazil and other places is consolidation of power by globalists. So, you know, again, when you look at the Western Hemisphere's power structure, I can't remember exactly what they call it, but it's like the North American whatever it's called, that whole power structure is tied in directly with the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. And it's all everything that happens in this sphere happens through that structure is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
So I hope everybody keeps an open mind to the idea that this could be an example of them trying to speed up their seizing power around the world, and just keep an eye open for that angle as well.
Well, we do have a new president that was sworn in. Her name is Dina Boluarte. I believe that she was the leader in Congress, or perhaps she was vice president. But, you know, it remains to be seen what's going to happen and how this is going to play out. It's pretty interesting because, you know, lots of turmoil down in South America. Argentina also in a bit of turmoil. There's this woman, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. OK, and she was president for two terms previously, was voted out. Now she became the vice president, but she was kind of embroiled in scandal the entire time that she was in office. And now finally they have convicted her and sentenced her to 6 years in prison for the corruption that she was involved in. I guess it was this kind of complicated scam on the people to create contracts that she would then hand out to people in her family.
I mean, it's business as usual. That's what I find.
No, it is. That's the thing. You know, that's what I was getting.
Why is she the one that's right? Like that, right. That's always what I see. Is like this. What else? Yeah, and what else is new? Right? Why is she the one being targeted? So I don't know, man. It's weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, you take a look at Brazil and Lula da Silva. I mean, he was incredibly corrupt. He did pay the price, but then they were able to slide it through and get him back. You know, get him back into office. That hasn't taken place yet. It's going to be like any day now. They're supposed to actually swear him in and certify that vote. But you know, who knows? I mean, South America has been, you know, this is where the term banana republic came from, because this kind of thing happens all the time. It's been a while since we've seen this level of unrest and upheaval. which is kind of why I'm interested in it, simply because of what's happening here in America at the same time. You know, I look across the globe and I you're right. You know, I mean, how do we know this isn't the globalist consolidating power? But then at the same time, I really hope that it is the people waking up and forcing the hands of the people that that are in government right now. You know, maybe the criminality has just become too open, you know, just too out there. They have to do something about
it. That's definitely true. Let's be real. Yeah. I mean, the corruption in South America, Peru, Argentina, everywhere down there has been rampant for a long time. So let's be real about it. There's plenty of this to go around. So I'm with you there. It's not like she maybe didn't deserve it. Right. So, so, you know, it's just interesting because it is business as usual. And so the other side of that too is then, well, maybe it's not business as usual anymore. Maybe there is the side of this that's like, okay, you're going to start seeing more and more and more of these people who have been, you know, linked to the Panama Papers and linked to, you know, the globalist corruption for a long time, be start to held accountable. And this is in some way an example of that for sure.
You know, it all it's going to take is time. We're just going to have to sit back and wait and see what happens. All right, you guys, for the second half of the show, just got to say that it's brought to you by Oneness Drops, onenessdrops.com. You can get your own chlorine dioxide kits there. If you use code RP78 or RedPill78, you save 15%. It supports the show. Also, it will allow you to use chlorine dioxide for a number of different uses. You've heard the New York Times say that it's bleach, but it's not. If you know anything about chemistry, then you'll know that this is something totally different. And you can use it to purify your own water. Lots of different purposes that you can use this for. OnenessDrops.com. Save 15% with code RP78. And thank you very much to them for supporting this portion of the broadcast. I kind of want to move on now, speaking of chlorine dioxide, because it's been used for a lot of things. People have had great success using it to treat sicknesses and COVID-19. But one thing that I don't think that it can help you for is if you're vaccine injured. There's a lot of people. We oftentimes talk about the tragic stories of people who are dropping dead all around the world, and today is no exception. We have a new video that's just come out showing a woman just collapsing, face planting at the gym, having a heart attack in the middle of her workout. She's only 28 years old. There was also a recently, I think, a Florida Panthers player, Abe, who was suddenly stricken with a blood clot in the brain. His legs went numb and he couldn't play. Now he's out for the season because they have to remove that blood clot from his brain. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that it's from the vax, but I mean, you know, this is something that happens when you take the vax. Also, Celine Dion, famous liberal. She is announcing that she's going to have to retire because she has an incurable neurological disease. It's called stiff person syndrome. Now, I don't have anything directly to correlate the vax with stiff person syndrome. This is a new one. I haven't seen people coming out with this. I have seen people who are stricken with stiff person syndrome, but I will tell you this, it's a neurological disorder. And there is evidence to support the idea that people who have taken the jab are stricken with neurological syndromes and symptoms. Perhaps stiff person syndrome is not connected to it. Perhaps it is just a, you know,
a human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Lightly connected to it. Maybe Celine Dion was going to come down with this anyway. But I do think it's an interesting coincidence because she's probably one of those people who was double jabbed and boosted, not only because she's a liberal, but also because the music industry in Hollywood, I mean, they went right into it. I mean, think about the Foo Fighters. You know, the Foo Fighters were the first people who said, you know, we all got jabbed and boosted. You have to be vaccinated if you want to come to one of our shows. And then their drummer dies very young from a heart attack, most likely from being jabbed and boosted.
I think you're right to gently raise awareness on this. And we've all tried to, because let's be real about this. We're going to start seeing a lot more of this, a lot more weird ailments, people dying from weird things, the died suddenly syndrome thing, that kind of thing. That story is permeating in our channels, like, and it's coming to a point where it's starting to boil over, and we're, you know, those of us who are trying to not raise a hysteria and not try to get people to start freaking out over these vaccines that maybe have had their own vaccines or forced to take it in some kind of way, because there is a side of this where we believe, based on what Dr. McCullough has told me directly and others, that it's not as widespread as everyone makes it out to be. It's only certain batches of the vaccines, and it's only certain, it has to be done right every time. There's so many factors that goes into, whether or not people are going to have adverse effects to the vaccine. So part of this discussion has to be clarified there, but the other side of it is for real, and I know you're seeing it's boiling over, and what's going to start happening is you're going to start seeing some major deaths around the world, and it's going to start, people are going to start looking around like, what in the world is happening? So I guess we should start to kind of prepare the audience for that, because I know you're seeing that angle too.
Oh, I am, you know, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's not like every single person who got jabbed is going to, you know, die or come down with some horrific, debilitating disease or side effects. But, you know, it's perhaps not as obvious in somebody like Celine Dion, you know, but we have had a lot of celebrities dying since the advent of the COVID-19 vaccines, and people who were seemingly in good health. It is a lot more obvious when you see something like this, a 6-year-old Canadian child dying from a massive stroke. Now, we know they forced essentially the entire country of Canada to get jabbed. They were more than happy to jab the children. The irony of the situation is the doctor diagnosed her with myocarditis due to the flu. Now, I have heard of cases of the flu for years, my entire life. I've never known anyone to develop myocarditis as a result of the flu. Maybe I'm wrong because I'm not a doctor, but this is something new that I'm hearing. Okay. They are recently attempting to connect these heart-related issues with the stupidest things, taking a cold shower, playing too many video games, running around outside with your friends. I mean, these are things that kids are going to do, and we've never in history had the number of deaths of young children from things like this at any time, and certainly not 6-year-old kids having massive strokes or 12-year-old kids having heart attacks. I think there was some other celebrity who's like 8-year-old kid just had a massive heart attack. Like, I think Rod Stewart might have been or something like that. But it's just not normal. It's absolutely not normal.
It's not. And now that you're watching the around the world push for children and babies, there is a big part of our country who's already semi-skeptical of big pharma and stuff, right? But what you've watched, and there was a great article that I read yesterday that was in, I can't remember exactly where it was at first, but it was compiled in Zero Hedge. But it showed how the globalists are using the China lockdowns versus the United Kingdom's softening versus the vaccines versus we don't have the good vaccines. And what you're seeing from scientists who study this on a global scale is India and China so far have been pretty much the results or the actual not the results but the true statistics of what's happening in India and China have not been told to the world yet. Mm-hmm. And if you look at a depopulation agenda, the two biggest countries population wise in the world at 1.4 billion apiece, I think, is India and China. I don't know what I'm seeing coming soon out of China is just looks like it's horrific in some ways, and same thing that could be coming out of India too. And then then the push will be more into see you need to get these vaccines or this mRNA experimental, whatever it is, because it's the only way you're going to be able to survive, when actually you know, these things, this virus is targeted towards certain DNAs and certain genetics. And I think we've seen that kind of in the initial stats up front when you looked at things. It didn't seem to affect everybody equally. Mm-hmm. And so this is all going to start to play itself out. But what you're watching worldwide is them go for the kids to be forced to get this mRNA. And that's more about the Klaus Schwab control agenda as well. It's all playing out on the world stage, right, for everybody to see.
Well, you know, so we've got the deaths of children. We've got reduced birth rates in people who have been vaxxed, okay, sterility. And they're using it to push the immigration agenda, to legalize DACA recipients, to continue to push just unrestricted migration into the United States. It's a multi-pronged issue. They want to kill you because there is a spiritual component. There is a ritualistic component. They want to kill you so that you will accept the idea that we must bring as many immigrants here as possible. I think they also want to destroy people's morale and just to, you know, the psychological and the emotional trauma of having this happen to you. You know, they feed off of that evil, that negative energy. You know, and we're talking about 13 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines that have been administered all over the world. And on VAERS, you know, this is one country, and what we're probably talking about 10% of maybe total cases actually get reported, 31,000 deaths. So let's say we've had 300,000 people, maybe between 300,000 and 500,000 people in the United States die as a result of the COVID-19 jabs. That's kind of pushing it, okay? But, I mean, that's like all people from all reasons after they took the jab. You know, there's been a lot more people that have died total since then. I don't know what the total death rate from 2020, late 2020 to late 2022 is. Somebody could probably look that up. But, you know, this is a sliver of all of the deaths that are happening. But it's significant enough that people must consider this as a possibility, and we have to use it as we continue to look at the overarching issues taking place all across the United States. It was also reported that there was a backdoor at the CDC. We know about the reporting tools at Twitter for public officials and for elected officials to report tweets that they wanted to get rid of. Well, the CDC had the same thing. They had their own specific backdoor, and they could go after people for COVID misinformation. This is exactly the kind of stuff that they wanted to shut down. The thing is, now it's just so prevalent, and so many people are tuned into the idea that, geez, oh, Pete, something ain't right. You know, people who were perfectly comfortable getting the jab, never thought anything of it, they got it, and they developed some debilitating illness that showed them, damn, I made a bad mistake. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have trusted the people that that they told me I could trust. And this is going to get worse. Like, it's inevitable. You know, we are on the front end of this problem. And as time goes on, it's going to compound. And I've said this before, but like, this is the best possible argument that I can come up with to tell you, the people watching, the unjabbed, that you need to make sure that you're having kids. Okay, you must ensure the survival of the species. We have to continue to populate this planet and not accept the solutions that the elites are going to give us. You know, I don't want unrestricted immigration to the United States of America. I want the people of America to live in their own country, unencumbered from the authoritarianism that this current government is trying to press upon us. And it's so important for us to be the harbingers of life here, you know, for a number of different reasons. But this is a serious and sacrosanct responsibility that people must recognize and continue to engage in.
You know, I always try to bring your audience and my audience what I see is the bigger picture of all of this, and what people should really start to process in their minds. And what I think we need to process is an actual bioweapons attack on the United States and the world. Mm-hmm. And let's be real about it. This we have to look at it from that angle. And so there, then what, then who and what? And I think it's clear to me that if it's not the globals using China to try to put us into a world war, it's clearly a collaboration between globalists and China to try to make us clash, right? So there's there's that angle of all of this. But the American people and your listeners should have the realization that ideas like what Cognitive Carbon has been talking about and others that people I really respect their next level thinking of the U.S. government understanding that there was an unstoppable bio attack coming to the United States of America. And then thus what would they do to address that? Right. So, you know, part of me always made me wonder if this was kind of a drill in some kind of ways to test the American people and
it's a stress test for sure, because much worse things are going to come.
Because there's going to be more that you're going to see happen around the world that's going to make it look like all hell is breaking loose and the sky is falling. I think that may be the scare event that we may be coming to see. And they're going to use that to continue to try to shame people, force people into getting this mRNA. And I hope you watched my show yesterday, or you've been watching Klaus Schwab and in their own words about what they want to do with this mRNA vaccine, about getting under your skin in order to control people. It's the only way that they can know more about you than you know about yourself. And then thus they can help your life be much more accommodating towards them and their control. So the big picture of all this is for real. And I hope everybody understands the angle of this, that it's very likely that the U.S. government learned that there is an unstoppable bioweapons attack into the world, and they're trying to prepare the world for it.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. It would not surprise me at all. All right. Before we're getting closer to the end of the show, and I wanted to make sure we talked about Brittany Griner, too, because this one really set me off this morning. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that the Biden admin has made this deal to bring Brittany Griner home. She was somebody who I had never even heard of. All right. Had no idea she existed until she went to Russia and broke the law. I don't watch the WNBA. That's not to say there isn't value out there. Somebody's watching the WNBA, obviously. But is Brittany Griner worth the trade that the Biden regime made this morning or maybe perhaps yesterday? I mean, this is kind of like the Bo Bergdahl thing. You know, Bo Bergdahl was somebody who served. OK, so I think that there was some merit in making sure that we got him home. But the trade was not reciprocal there. Bo Bergdahl was a deserter, if I'm not mistaken. And they traded the top terrorists that were held at Guantanamo for Bo Bergdahl. So what did they trade for Brittany Griner? They traded the only Trump card that the United States is holding over Russia, the Lord of War, the greatest, largest arms dealer in the history of the world. He was responsible for untold numbers of deaths, for the spurring on of conflicts all across the world. This guy was a death merchant, and they traded Brittany Griner for this guy. What really upset me about this is that at the same time Russia was holding Brittany Griner, they have also been holding a Marine since 2018. He was arrested and charged with espionage, and I don't know what his story is specifically, other than to say, you know, that even if he was engaging in espionage, he would have been doing it on behalf of the United States of America. So we just abandoned this guy. We abandoned this guy, and we traded the biggest possible Trump card we had for this WNBA player? I mean, you know, they couldn't have said, hey, give us both of them.
I guess the first male that couldn't compete in the NBA, so decided to go play women's sports. Yeah, that's great. Glad to have him back. The side of this that, again, is interesting, that I always see that these angles of this, the Lord of War, we talked about this pre-show.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen that movie, The Lord of War, it's a great flick, but it gives you kind of an idea. If it ain't this Russian guy, it's somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then secondarily, can I ask your awesome chat out there, who do you guys think was running weapons into Africa and South America and Middle East, even though it was
Hillary Clinton? Besides Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. Besides the key players in the U.S. government, the CIA and the rest, who else do you think was running weapons? And, you know, also it's like, It makes you wonder why Russia would even want this guy back, right? It's like it's probably an asset for the CIA, and that's why they want this guy back, right? So that's that angle of it is just like whatever, right? But the whole Brittany Griner thing, and it's like they're using it as a political, you know, World War chess piece or some shit. Well, it's so surreal, dude.
They're checking boxes, okay? You know, I mean, like, we cannot allow Brittany Griner to be held by the Russians because, you know, she's a black woman, she's an NBA player, you know, she's, you know, suppose she's a depressed person or whatever they call it. she's a marginalized person, okay? They have to do it because she's a marginalized person. And of course, you know, Russia is hell. I mean, I'm sure this guy that's been held since 2018 will tell you how bad it is. But it's freaking ridiculous. And there is no strategic advantage, no logical strategic advantage to trading this guy for Brittany Griner. But again, you know, there is nothing logical about the actions of this administration. I mean, unless, you know, that you just recognize that they want to be as woke as possible and they want to destroy America in whatever way they can. Laura Loomer's back on Twitter. I thought that was a pretty good sign, because if they're going to let Laura Loomer back on, they really are going to let all of us back on, wouldn't you think?
You don't think so? No, they're not going to let Anons on. I'm telling you, dude, they're not going to unleash us on Twitter. There's no freaking way. Mm-hmm. If they do, it'll be a very limited group. The vast majority of us were sharing stuff that they can consider to be hacked material, and they're gonna, anything that is out there that is, you know, has any kind of government markings or anything like that that can be considered hacked material, they're not gonna let anybody back on with that. So
let me say this, because Red Eye Jedi 33 says it's just a further intentional humiliation to demoralize us, intended to demoralize us. Let me give you guys a little insight into like my own personal thought process. Nobody can demoralize me because my mood, my affectation is determined by my own brain patterns and my own thought process. I cannot be demoralized and I cannot be brought down. You are the one who is in control of how you feel, how you react to things. And when you see something like this, yes, you recognize the absurdity of it. But you do not allow the enemy that space in your head. Don't allow them the privilege of demoralizing you. There is a lot of good out there in the world still, and there is so much that we are all doing to try to unravel this giant frickin' spaghetti ball of just shit and garbage and, you know, whatever it is. You know, yes, everything is messed up right now. But at the same time, never forget, you know, this is also the most wonderful and amazing time to be alive, because the very fact that you're here, the fact that God puts you here at this moment, means that you are special and you are meant to participate in freeing America and resetting our timeline from the horrific path that they've put us on. So recognize the absurdity of Brittany Griner being traded, but do not allow them to stand in your head in that way. Remember all of the good things in your life. Remember this incredible community that we have. Remember all of the wonderful possibilities that God has presented to us and that we have the opportunity to participate in. So hopefully, you know, that helps if you guys were feeling demoralized, because I don't want us to. You know, there's a lot of good happening.
To clarify, when I say they're going to unleash a bioweb, they're going to make it look like the sky is falling, right? Understand, like, if you're part of the awake crowd, they understand then that the bigger picture of all of this is, you know, right? It's not, everything is not what it seems. And the reason why I say that this way is because China, okay, so here's the angle. Let me just clarify this so I can make sure I get this out there quickly.
Okay.
China, from what I'm seeing on the data, Cognitive Carbon and others that are putting stuff out there, China does not have access to the mRNA. The people that are getting COVID in China are not getting natural immunity to the virus, which means they're continuing to get sick over and over again, even with the vaccine, the vaccine version of the vaccine that China has given their people. So not only are their people not developing natural immunity to the natural virus, the vaccine isn't effective at all. So they're trying to slow their population into it, but the population is sick and tired of it. Same thing is kind of happening in India. So what you're going to start seeing is the inability to suppress the negative effects and those that are going to end up dying from the virus, and more people are going to start dying. And then they're going to use that as the narrative to push people into the vaccines. That's what I want to try to say on that. But clarified that.
All right. So real quick, I forgot my mom earlier had mentioned that my Uncle Paul is recovering. You guys, he's doing way better than anybody thought he was going to do. I really appreciate all the prayers. So thank you very much for keeping him in your thoughts. Also, Casey Collins says, here in this moment and awake for it too. Praise Jesus. God bless America. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And I want to say thank you to Jedi for mentioning that. I didn't want to call you out, and that wasn't my intention, but I just thought it was an excellent opportunity to say that, you know, because I see people being demoralized. And I want people to recognize that there is so much wonderful stuff happening right now. And the very fact that you're here is a miracle. Also, MB Gloss says, don't give the enemy a seat at your table. Yeah, you can't sit down. This is my house. Get out. Go on. I've got good stuff to do. I'm trying to save America. So have you heard anything about this issue with union pension funds, Abe? I mean, this is kind of a familiar story. It seems like every couple of years we have some pension fund that's about to go bankrupt for whatever reason, because maybe they invested in FTX, or perhaps they invested in Enron, and things just, you know, they get over leveraged on certain things. Or maybe it's because Democrats control the unions and they mismanage the money. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yes, you can stop right there. That's exactly what it is. It is the national criminal organizations that use unions to control people, and all of that money that is supposed to have been reinvested, the vast majority of it took major hits in 2007 timeframe, and a lot of it's taken hits now. You know, a lot of these are based on bonds and state bonds and stuff, and the whole system of pension systems in America and around the world, and especially in this state, is a giant freaking disaster. They're unfunded liabilities of pensions in America is about equivalent to where Social Security in America is going. It is beyond insolvent, and it's going to come ahead one way or another. And I can't wait to see what happens when the financial structure of these unions collapses right in front of their faces, and everybody goes, all of my pension money that I was promised, now what? And what they're going to do is they're going to come to the taxpayers and they're going to have us bail them out again, like they do every freaking time. And at some point, people are going to start waking up to this and stop allowing taxpayer dollars to bail out criminal organizations around the world. But I don't know if it's ever going to stop, dude.
You know, there is this attitude here among the elites and among the people in power that there is no such thing as accountability. They can overspend. They can mismanage. They can completely screw up whatever it is they're in control of. And somebody's always going to come around and wipe their ass for them. You know, out here in the real world, us adults, we don't have anybody to wipe our ass for us. We don't have anybody to save us when it comes down to it. We either do the job, we do the work, we take care of our business, or we're screwed and we have to figure out something else to do. It's disgusting to watch these people continually do the exact same thing over and over again. And you're right, this is going to come to a head. I feel like it's going to come to a head sooner rather than later. I really think as difficult as the Biden regime has been, you know, this is what America needed to push us to that brink, to the point where we say, you know what, this is it. We can't continue on in this way anymore. And the more bailouts that Joe Biden offers, the more billions of dollars that he just signs off, the more obvious it becomes that this is an exclusive club, you know.
And do you know why they don't like Trump in power and people like him in power? Is because the vast majority of public sector employees and those have gamed the system to the point where their futures and their family's futures depends on how they gamed the public sector system in America. Mm-hmm. And here in Illinois, You can watch as a teacher will get tenure after 7 years in a small school district over here, go work for the area school district as a, as administrator, do a certain time there, get a pension from there, then go work for a county over here, spend some time there, get a pension from there, then go work for the state over here and go work for then go work for a union over here. It's insane. The amount of people who gain the system that way and have pension funds coming in from five or six different sources. And you can look deep into just Illinois alone at the highest level pension receivers in here in this state. And it's your who's who of ComEd and, you know, Big Pharma and all of those big corporations, teachers and administrators and union heads. Those are all the top, not necessarily the Big Pharma ones, but the public administrators, excuse me. I got to get that wrong. I'll make sure I get that right. But, you know, so the reason why people don't want someone coming in and slinging the tables is because there are so many people that have gamed the system to the point where it is insolvent. And now they can't have somebody come in and actually address the issues because their futures are dependent on it. It's just ridiculous to watch, man. It's sad to watch. And all the people who have taken advantage of taxpayer dollars for their own benefit and think they're deserved something out of their gaming system are part of the problem too.
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely. I see there's a conversation about where to get ivermectin. You guys, it's available all over the place. You can get it on Amazon. I'll tell you that. If you go to Amazon, you can get tubes of it for $20. You can get it at pretty much every tractor supply company or farm and fleet. You can also get the actual prescription pills sent to you from a telehealth place like Push Health. And I've done shows on this before. If you go back and look at my shows with Clay Clark, then I've got a whole list of different resources of places that you can go. But believe me, it's out there. Just go online, go search, and you'll be able to find some place. But even better yet, I like what people are doing. People who have found good places to get it, go ahead and share that with each other in the chat. Because ivermectin is definitely one of those things I think everybody should have on hand, especially if you're prepping, if you're making sure that you want to be safe. The same with chlorine dioxide. OnenessDrops.com. Use code RP78. Get 15% off. Have the chlorine dioxide on hand. Get your ivermectin. Have that on hand. Have all of your non-perishable foods on hand. Prepare with RedPill78.com. You can save $250 on a 3-month supply of food. Let me go ahead and go through all of the thank yous over here on the Foxhole. PDX Patriot says, lurk mode engaged. Tick talks. Hey, what's up, buddy? Good to see you. Dudes, this crap is crazy. Keep up the good fight. Sent you a DM. Okay, brother, I'll check it out. Karen Harris says, where we go one, we go all. Sean Joe said, just dropped a cookie. Jack Attack 17 dropped a cookie. Do Da Man dropped a can. Porpoiseful with a cookie. Uncensored Abe, but you're here in the chat and you're dropping cookies as well. Throw a cookie at CatGirl88. Low Country Brooklyn dropped OnenessDrops.com. H2O Maven, thank you for the shades. J-Bell, good to see you, J-Bell, dropping a ship. Omazon dropped a can. Sean Joe says, the main thing is to bring in people who have no idea what the U.S. Constitution is. They want new slaves. Absolutely. They want people uneducated. They want people simplified. They want people brain dead. And the more people they bring in who don't even read English, who have no impetus to assimilate into American society, much easier to subvert the Constitution. Remember, all of those legal immigrants that come in here, they have to take a class telling them all about the Constitution and about what it means to be an American. Those people are also very dangerous to them. H2O Maven, do you remember the F the World, FTW saying, 90s, 2K? Now what's in the news? What generation are the major? And I don't know what the rest of that is. I don't remember the F the World saying. Do you remember that, Abe? From the 90s.
Say it again.
F the World. I guess there was a saying F the World back in the 90s. I wasn't part of that movement. Yeah. So
Yeah. We used to watch, it was right after the smiley face with a bullet hole in the middle of it that everyone got pissed off about.
Yeah, I remember that one.
The whole movie, the whole counterculture movement of F the World.
Okay.
It's better than F my L.
I was a square at that point, I guess. Nikki the Greek, thank you for that cookie. Faith over fear says we must have faith over fear. God is greater than all of us. Amen. Absolutely. Every single time you feel overwhelmed, just sit down, pray, get close to God. And remember, once again, you're a miracle. The fact that you are here right now is a miracle. Tamara Growl, thank you for that can. Lou Ann V dropped a cookie. Scout 65 says, thanks, guys. Filter Dog 1 says, great show as usual, gents. And Harley Quinn 369 dropped a cookie. So thank you very, very much. I remember FML, Casey Collins says, I remember F my life. You know, definitely I said that one before. Okay, the scratching has been released. Abe, what do you got coming up today, bud?
I'm back into the groove, man. I had a better week of shows this week. Thanks to everybody out there continuing with the thoughts, loves, and prayers, picking me up out of this. Honestly, if I could still reach on you guys a little bit, the disruption has caused major problems, and I could use your guys' support, love, and prayers to help keep the lights on. UncensoredAbe.com. I've been getting screamed at because I'm not doing my normal show times. I'm testing different show times, testing different ideas about what I might want to do going into the show next year. So stay with me, keep an eye on my social media, True Social, and Telegram, and I'm back on Twitter for now. I don't even know why, but more of a research tool. But yeah, keep an eye on my Telegrams and True Socials, and I'll keep you guys informed about when I'm doing shows and stuff. But stay with me. I'm just trying to get through this year, man. Much love, and thank you for keeping me in your thoughts, loves, and prayers, man, and your support, and just, you know, being a friend through all of this, man. In this world, everybody can feel alone all the time, and it's very easy to have people just kind of turn your back on you. And you've been a rock for me, and it means a lot to me. And I love and I respect you very much, bro. Thank you very much for that. God bless you, Red Pill Mom and Red Pill Girlfriend. I'll see you guys later on. Much love and God bless.
Back at you, Abe. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody out there in the audience. Thank you for hanging out with us today. And thank you for everybody chatting over there on Odyssey. And then I see we got a couple of people over there on Getter. The chat on Getter is deader than the chat on Rumble. It's like what Rumble used to be. Like when people first started showing up on Rumble, nobody chatted. But you're right. I'm very grateful to the people who do show up and chat over there. But I'll tell you what, nothing holds a candle to the Foxhole. The Foxhole is the chat. For sure. All right, you guys, I love you all. Thank you very, very much. I'll be back later today. Until that time, good luck and God bless. We'll see you tonight.
Opportunity for some people, especially.